Alright, welcome to Season 10, Episode 42 of the Ubuntu Podcast. In this, the last episode of the year, we're going to go over our predictions for 2017 and make new wrong predictions for 2018. We'll also go over your feedback. I'm Alan, and joining me this week is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
I am very well.
Good.
Filled with Christmas cheer 2 weeks early.
Super. And Martin. Hey, how are you?
Hello, I'm okay, thanks.
Are you comfy?
I am very comfortable, as it happens, yes.
Why is it you're so comfortable, Martin?
I have bought a new chair. I am currently sitting in a Secret Lab Titan chair.
Ooh, that sounds big.
Yes, this is a chair that is designed for the larger gentleman. So, yes, it is big. They make another chair called the Omega, and the Titan is the larger version of the Omega.
This looks suspiciously like a car seat on a swivel base. Is it similar to that?
Yeah, so this, I think this is...
Texas driving games very seriously.
Genuinely recognised as a gaming chair, but you should think more Bentley rather than Lamborghini.
I see. Okay. Designed for comfort rather than speed.
Yes, it is designed for comfort. Yes, it is very comfortable. Yeah.
Excellent.
So I'm very pleased with my purchase.
I find it interesting that when I visit their website, I'm looking at this page for the Titan. A little pop-up has appeared on my screen that says, Christopher in Baltimore, Maryland, purchased a Secret Lab Titan 23 minutes ago. Why do I care?
I'm pretty sure everyone I've seen that pop-up for so far has been called Christopher.
Oh. Are you suggesting that's not genuine data being displayed down there?
Well, I think it's weird that they expose their customer data in a pop-up to random people on the internet. I think that's strange, but looks
maybe
like quite a nice chair.
You'll see that, you know, Martin purchased one, you know, 2 weeks ago or something. but yes, I did my research on chairs, and I wanted a more comfortable chair for the office, and now I have one. And it is genuinely comfortable because I've fallen asleep in it several times already, so it's doing a good job, I think.
Ah, that's why you missed that meeting earlier. righto. Should we get on with it?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. And now it's time for the moment you've been waiting for all year. We are going to review our predictions for 2017 and we'll make some new predictions for 2018. So let's start with Alan's predictions for 2017. So Alan, this time last year, you predicted multiple devices from tier one vendors will ship with Snappy by default, like Dell, HP and Cisco. Top line big name vendors will ship hardware with Ubuntu Snappy as a default OS.
Now, well, Dell do, but they did back then too. So I said multiple, and I don't know that there are multiple. Do you, Martin?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Well, hold on. What's Ubuntu Snappy these days? Do we just mean 16.04 has Snapd?
No, that's not good enough. Ubuntu Core, yeah.
Right.
I think it's fair to say. I mean, is NEC a top name brand? They ship a TV with it in.
Yeah, and there are other digital signage companies using it, but they're not necessarily vendors of devices.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think you could argue there are multiple, but not tier one. So yeah, okay. I'm okay with saying no to that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Next up, Alan, you said GitHub will downsize their 600 strong workforce to a much smaller number and may also do something controversial to raise funds.
Yeah, I was pretty wrong on that. They've currently, according to today's figures, got 700 plus employees. So they didn't downsize. And in fact, I got that so wrong that the company I work for was the one that downsized and not the GitHub. So yeah, I got that quite wrong.
Okay. Next up, you suggested that Microsoft would provide a Linux build of a significant application, possibly Exchange or SharePoint.
Don't remember seeing that.
They did release SQL Server for Linux, didn't they?
I was going to say that there's a couple of candidates here.
No, SQL Server was already, that's what triggered this.
Is that announced rather than released, though?
Do you know what? I said provide, and you guys argued with me whether I meant released or or announced. And I said, no, I said provide. I'm willing to say no, because it was a SQL Server that triggered me to say this, because I thought there might be something else further down the line. But I don't know of any. I'm happy for the listeners to write in and to argue that I'm right on any or all of these. Yes. Especially the last one.
To be honest, you could also argue that that SQL Server isn't an application necessarily. It's a server.
It's a server anyway. Application.
Application server.
It could be a utility rather than an application. Anyway, now we're arguing semantics. If you just meant a piece of software.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's fine then. Yeah. Anyway, and your final prediction, you predicted that Donald Trump will not last a year as president.
Sadly not. Well, actually, it's not yet a year.
Not this argument again.
Is it?
Anyone who's grasped at the straws of the last few days of the year to see their predictions win out has never got anywhere. So,
yeah, but wasn't sworn in. You don't get sworn in until January, do you?
That's true.
So let's revisit this one in January, and then you can rub my face in it. But right now,
okay, I think this is from the wishful thinking department.
I think you'll find it is. Yes. Okay, then, Mark. Your predictions, let's start with, you said there will be no new Ubuntu phones on sale in 2017.
I was so right. I don't think I could have been more right about this.
Right, okay.
So the whole Ubuntu phone project was officially canned this year.
Yes, this is true.
So yes, you got that one. Yeah. Insert ding noise here.
Does Samantha not have that queued up?
She's away from her keyboard at the moment.
Can't get the staff.
I know.
Well, she's eating mince pies.
She's zoned out while we're doing the predictions. The next one you had, you said the UK government will lose a court case related to the Investigatory Powers Act.
Yes. So that had been recently passed when we were discussing when we were doing this episode last year. And there was a case brought against the government by Tom Watson and David Davis, which has now led to them having to basically water down the legislation to say basically they can't just do blanket surveillance of absolutely everyone for no particular reason.
Mm.
So that was...
So that's a...
Some way to go with that, but that was a successful prediction at least.
Cool. So that's 2 out of 2. Your third prediction was this time next year, one of the top 5 distros on DistroWatch will be a distro that isn't currently in the top 20 distros. Currently, the top 20 distros were, at that time, Mint, Debian, Ubuntu, OpenSUSE, Elementary, Manjaro, Fedora, Zorin, CentOS, Deepin, Arch, Antagos, PC Linux OS, Mageia, Ubuntu Mate, Solus, LXLE, Lite, ReactOS, and Slackware. And now, the top 5 are Mint, Debian, Manjaro, Ubuntu, and Turkos.
But so, you came very close, Mark, because Solus, which was like 18 or something, is now 6th. So it's one position outside of your catchment.
No, I'm sorry, he wasn't.
No, because that was already in the top 20. I said one which wasn't in top 20.
Oh, I see.
So the best I've done there is True OS, which was once PC BSD. Wasn't in the top 20 and is now number 10. Mm-hmm. But just to give you an example of these figures, Ubuntu Mate is currently below ReactOS. So
that's a premier right. operating system. I think we're doing well to hang on to its coattails.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hit the DistroWatch FUD button. The whole reason why ReactOS is above is because there's lots of news about ReactOS because they put out a new release recently, and that's how things are measured on DistroWatch. Let's move on. Mark, do you want to tell Martin how he failed?
Okay, Martin, you said that Ubuntu 17.10 will be able to run Mir using the proprietary NVIDIA drivers, and Steam will work reliably via Xmir. It will also be possible to run Mir in VirtualBox.
Was this the parallel Oxford universe that you were in?
I think I was also rummaging around in the same wishful thinking prediction box that you were. No, I got that wrong. None of those things are possible. And yeah, Mir's being like sort of repurposed really for sort of digital signage, and also now as being used as sort of middleware as a Wayland compositor.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe it'll still happen, but it didn't happen this year.
Okay. Next up, you said a high profile individual or individuals will fall victim to one of the many privacy threats introduced as a result of the Investigatory Powers Bill. Intimate details of their online life will be exposed to the world, compiled from one or more databases storing internet connection records.
Wow, not heard that for a while.
The disclosure will possibly have serious consequences for the individuals concerned, such as losing their job or being professionally discredited.
I am not aware of such a thing happening, so I was wrong.
Nor am I. Alan?
Nope.
No, okay. We'll say no for that one then. And finally, you said the hype surrounding VR will build during 2017, but virtual reality will continue to lack adoption. Sales figures will be well below market projections.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there?
I said maybe, and I plucked an article from Ars Technica from November 2017, so fairly recent numbers, where they talked about the number of Sony PlayStation VR shipments, which is about 490,000, followed by 210,000 for the Oculus Rift and 160,000 for the HTC Vive,
mm-hmm.
and then 140 to other smaller players in the VR market. So they were quite, you know, relatively high given it's a niche thing, but the sales are outpacing last year.
Yeah, only ever so slightly. And the thing here is market projections. Their market projections going into this were millions of units, and nobody has sold millions of units. I'm not going to be dishing this prediction out again, because I think I've just been proven right over the last 3 years, and I'm tired of being right about this one. I happen to have a friend that works at a company that rhymes with Bony. And is involved in the VR thing. And I happen to know that Sony are internally very disappointed with the pace at which VR is being picked up. So whatever spin you might see in the media, I happen to know that behind closed doors, it's a very disappointing outcome for them.
Mm. Okay.
Right. Well, shall we have a look at some of our listeners' predictions from last year and see how wrong they were?
Oh. Yeah. Yep. Go for it.
Okay. So Anonymous John said an independent review of Systemd will identify an NSA backdoor.
Not that I'm aware of. And Anonymous John is John Spriggs, by the way.
Oh, okay.
That was a running gag from anonymous. Last year when he guested on the show a couple of times.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Back in those days.
Next up, Amicable Weir Zonkey, whoever that is, said they were predicted 1710's name will be Affable Axolotl, which it wasn't. What was
it? Nope, it wasn't. Ryan Murphy says that he predicts that Mycroft will get to the point where it's ready to ship with 1804 in 2017. Popey will have mixed feelings. You've got a Mycroft, Popey. Come on.
It's back in the box where they told me what they told me.
Do you have mixed feelings?
I do have mixed feelings, actually, because I am a little... I have mixed feelings. Yes, that's
half
true.
Half a point then, Ryan.
Half
well
a
done.
Point for Ryan Murphy, because I have mixed feelings. I quite like the hardware, but the software sucks.
Okay. Raymond said that Solus would get to the top 10 on DistroWatch, which
well
we just
done, Raymond.
Has happened.
Yes. Mm.
Dalton Durst said UB ports. This is what he said last year. UB ports will get the... Fairphone 2 to daily driver status. And I asked him the other day, I just casually asked him on Telegram, hey, would you say the Fairphone 2 is daily driver status right now? And he didn't twig that this was referring back to his own prediction from a year ago. And he answered this and he said, there are certain things that don't work, a couple of devices. So if you don't use the camera or I think Bluetooth was it, the other one?
Yeah, I think so.
Then... you know, it's daily driver, but if you do like those, then no, it's not. So,
Okay. So, Not quite. Maybe not this. Quite. Maybe close. This year. Maybe in 2018.
Yeah, maybe.
Jelmer Prinz said that Trump is going to do something stupid. Yes, I think that
365 days of that.
Yes.
Jay said someone in the UK will be arrested for something trivial, such as using a VPN or watching unusual content. General public won't understand, care, or listen when their techie friends try to explain it. The cycle of blissful ignorance will continue.
I haven't seen anything like that. That's entirely plausible.
Yeah, I mean, we had the guy arrested in Las Vegas for I can't remember.
He helped stop the NHS botnet thing by like registering a domain or something but then
was also apparently implicated in some ransomware stuff, but we yet to actually have that go to trial.
And I think if you tried to explain that to the general public, both of those things, like if you ever watched any of the news that happened this year around that NHS thing, it was awful. Like the ability for reporters to report on technical things is terrible. And probably that's a fairly accurate prediction. Matthias Ritter said, at least one company releases at least one Ubuntu phone within 2017. Hope never dies. Sadly not.
It does now.
Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah. Mortez said, the distro that shall not be named with the brisk menu will get a lot of positive press. It did. It was an overwhelming success story. Yes, well done.
And finally, Andrew Hazen said, at least one proprietary vendor will use Snaps to allow use of their application or service in Ubuntu.
Yes, a bunch of them have.
Excellent.
So that's all of last year. Should we move on to our predictions for 2018? Should we round robin it?
Let's do that.
Okay, so I'll start with my first one. A large gaming... These are predictions for 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
A large gaming hardware vendor from the past will produce new hardware, someone of the size or significance of Sega. It'll be original hardware, not just reusing the brand name on some cheap rubbish Chinese knockoff thing, but an official proper product. So a bit like the Atari thing that's just come out, and the Nintendo SNES and the NES, like those, but it'll be someone unexpected, like Sega, getting back into the hardware business.
Right. So you're saying it's not this Atari box that's in the works.
No,
right.
That's already
something else.
Yeah.
Something else. Oh, interesting. I like that prediction. Mm.
Mark?
This isn't really a tech prediction. This is more of a general prediction, but I am going to predict that either the UK or the US government will collapse in 2018.
What's your definition of collapse? The leader is like vote of no confidence?
Well, there will have to be an election to elect a new US president or a new government in the UK.
Like it.
Okay.
Well, I don't like it, but
Interesting.
Go then, Martin.
Right then. My first prediction is, give or take a couple of $1,000, Bitcoin will have the same US dollar value in December 2018 as it does today.
The value is so high now that you can say it'll be the same, give or take a couple of $1,000.
Because this is how much, because like the price when I wrote this into the show notes is $17,205 per Bitcoin. And yesterday it was 15,000 with peaks of 16. So I had to have that couple of thousand in there. And I suspect that over the year we'll probably see a Bitcoin crash. It'll lose a load of value, but it will recover faster than it ever has done before and gets back to the point where it is now.
Interesting. Okay. My second one, another hardware-related one, Valve will produce a new revision of the Steam Link, which is the little box that sits underneath your TV and streams games from your real PC. Perhaps they'll make it more powerful, ready for doing 4K streaming. And they might, this is a bonus one, they might also bump the Steam controller as well that goes with it. So
interesting.
Hmm.
Okay. My next one is that a major hardware manufacturer, as in not a crowdfunder, like an actual company that normally sells hardware, will release a device in the form factor of the GPD Pocket.
Mm. So going back to sort of the sub netbook type form factor. Yes.
Yeah. I'm not going
to... Oh, I see. So you're saying someone mainstream, like not necessarily like Dell, HP, but someone you've heard of.
Yeah. Exactly. Someone we've heard of, not yet. And they're not just going to
Chinese
say
manufacturer.
Exactly. Yes. And they're going to release it as part of their, you know, their line of products rather than like a special like crowdfunder pre-order thing.
So when you say form factor for GPD Pocket, clamshell with a proper
clamshell,
real
sort of
keyboard.
7 inches, real keyboard,
real screen. Okay.
Yeah, real screen. Not sure whether, yeah, I'm not going to say what it's going to be running.
Okay. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
Right, Martin, what's next?
My next one is a well-established PC OEM, not currently supporting Linux, will offer a pre-installed Linux distro option for their flagship products.
Now, is that Linux distro Ubuntu Mate? And can we omit Ubuntu Mate from being one of the ones that is allowed for this? Because that feels to me like this could be a target on your to-do list for next year.
I hadn't considered that.
Yeah,
But now you've mentioned it. No, I think we leave Ubuntu Mate in, and I work feverishly over the course of 2018 to try and make this happen.
Well, everyone's a winner if that does happen.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. And what I'm driving at here is a bit like Mark's prediction. This is going to be, because obviously Dell are the well-known, you know, brand shipping, you know, Ubuntu laptops and what have you at the moment. And to some extent in other parts of the world, HP and Lenovo. So it's going to be someone like an Acer or an Asus or somebody like that who also, you know, adopts Linux as an option.
Cool. Okay, my final one is a large government UK body, so UK government body, will accidentally leak a significant amount of data. Could be a laptop or USB stick left on a train or a website hack, I'm not sure, but it will be significant amount of UK citizen data. Or the kind of data that they would hold about people. So it might not be UK citizens. It might be people who are applying for UK citizenship or something of that ilk. But it will be some gigantic data leak that will be causing ministers to have to appear on telly, that kind of thing.
Well, that will be quite interesting if that does happen, given the GDPR coming into force next year, which would create significant financial implications for that.
Good.
If that was to happen.
What's your next one?
My next one is that I will specifically buy, that is not as part of a Humble Bundle, and play through a native Linux game that is initially released in 2018. Now, I realize that this is a thing I'm going to do, but the reason I put this in is because looking back on this year, I realized that while I've been playing games all year, none of the games that I've played were both released this year and natively on Linux. So I played some games which were released this year, but I was playing them through Wine, and some games which are native on Linux, but were released ages and ages ago, which means there wasn't a game that came out this year natively on Linux, which I saw and thought, I must play that now, I'm going to buy it. And my prediction is that that will happen in 2018.
So this is more a triple A or some similar decent game will come out on Linux that will be good enough that will motivate you to buy it.
Exactly. And so, not just one which I happen to get because I buy a load of games on sale or something.
So I'm thinking of upping my Patreon to Iculus, to make sure that happens. So
I think
Iculus is a guy who does porting of games to Linux. So yeah, I will help make that happen by upping my Patreon pledge to that guy.
It will also mean that you'll be able to participate in this little game of the year thing that we're working on, which you weren't able to join us doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. What's yours, Martin?
Right. My third prediction is that 4 smartphones will launch in 2018 that cost $1,000 or more, thanks to Apple normalizing this ludicrous price tag in 2017.
Didn't Google also normalize this ludicrous price tag in 2017 with the Pixel 2?
Yeah, is the XL $1,000, or was it only after certain upgrades? Anyway, four other smartphones in 2018 are going to do this. Okay. This is the new normal.
Okay,
interesting.
And you had a bonus one, Mark.
I had a bonus one. I predict that Canonical will go public this year and they will suffer a hostile takeover by the shuffling corpse of SCO, presumably with the billions of dollars that they win from IBM in their never-ending court battle.
Brilliant. Mm. That's a good one. I like that. Okay, we also asked some of the listeners to, well, we asked all of the listeners to take part in our perennial podcast prophecy petition point, and they got their crystal balls out and sent us via Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus and Telegram there. So let's rattle through some of these. Mark, what's the first one?
The first one, Simon Butcher predicts that the Queen will pile into Bitcoin and lose her fortune when it collapses to 10p.
Mm. He also suggested that Bitcoins will go to 500,000. So he's hedging his bets here. And the whole and the whole Brexit divorce bill will be funded by a stash of Bitcoin found on Gordon Brown's old laptop.
Yeah. Jezra gave us a couple that someone's going to consider open sourcing a graphics driver for an that works on ARM. And that Tizen, Samsung are going to port Tizen to another device that's not a Samsung phone.
Actually, Jezra is very specifically... someone will consider open sourcing a driver
and then not do it.
And then not do it.
Ah, okay.
Mark.
Matthias Werner predicts a push for SteamOS and Steam Machines, but with a serious marketing effort behind it.
Oh, okay. So a relaunch.
Yes.
It's been shut down in the wishful thinking box as well, by the looks of it.
I think if my Steam Link one comes true, it will be in line with that as well. I think both of those could happen.
Yeah. Right.
And there's also some more predictions there about Bitcoin going up and down. There's quite a lot of quite a theme.
That was a theme
that people think they're either going to skyrocket endlessly or crash and burn.
Should we cherry pick a few more?
Yeah.
Leo Arias says Costa Rica will win the FIFA World Cup. Yeah,
also, good luck also with that. In the wishful thinking box there, Leo.
John Spriggs predicts that there'll be an Ogcamp 18.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, John. Well done.
Yeah, get on it.
Laura CZ Tab and Joel J have both predicted the year of the mainstream Linux desktop. Well done.
Roan.
Any more we want to pick off?
Justin has predicted that the Ubuntu podcast will return for an 11th season.
Oh, I don't think any more can be read after that one.
Mm.
Well,
thank you all for your predictions.
Yes, and we'll come back next year to find out. Well, maybe. Hopefully. We'll come back. Well, oh, God. If we don't, then that one will not come true. Oh, dear. Poor Justin.
Oh, such power.
Yeah. With power and responsibility, etc. Right, let's move on.
If you love the command line as much as we do, send us a command that will blow our minds, and we might even mention it on the show. Send your command line love to show@ubuntupodcast.org.
And here is that feedback. And Alan, as you're reading this reader's thing here, the last line is actually my answer. Peter Jones emailed us at show@ubuntupodcast.org to shame me.
He says, in season 10, episode 36, you kindly read out my tweet regarding the issues I was having testing out Ubuntu 17.10 on my new Dell XPS 15. Martin kindly said he would look at the log I raised. I did try and send him a direct message on Twitter, but didn't get a reply.
So yes.
Martin,
so,
what is your reply?
My reply was: I did get around to looking at this, and I've emailed Peter. So it is possible to install it. This seems to affect some of the newer models with the UEFI BIOS or whatever it's called these days, firmware. I was able to install 18.04 by installing in OEM mode and then adding the ACPI_rev_override=5. Kernel parameter to grub, and that got me a working system.
Sweet.
Trampster posted a comment on our website to shame me.
There's a pattern here.
There's a theme here. In this podcast, you say they benchmarked a number of Ubuntu versions and it's getting faster over time. The testing included two versions of Ubuntu, and here are the times: Ubuntu 16.04 LTS, 25 seconds, Ubuntu 17.10. 37 seconds. To me, this looks like a significant regression in boot time rather than getting faster over time.
Yes, just like my predictions for 2017, I was wrong. Dark Noob 1971 posted on our subreddit /r/Ubuntu podcast.
For Wimpy, I run this daily. Ubuntu Mate 17.10 with NVIDIA GeForce MX400. Slow but serviceable.
Yes, and that post is a screenshot of Ubuntu Mate 17.10 running on a Pentium 4 with 768 megabytes of RAM.
So this is a 32-bit machine.
Yeah, 32-bit machine. Well below the recommended specifications there, Dark Noob 1971.
Mm.
And Manny emailed us.
In the past, up to 1704, I've been able to remotely control a friend's computer via a VPN connection and Vino VNC. However, in 1710 Ubuntu Vanilla and Ubuntu Mate, I spent countless hours trying to get VNC to work without any success. The only thing that has worked is XRDP, but that doesn't show me the screen the user is looking at, since I'm guessing it's hosting another instance for that of X inside that session. Is VNC a thing of the past in Wayland? Well, I think yes and no is the answer here.
Well, predominantly yes.
I mean, it's possible that someone could implement VNC or a VNC client, compositor, something. Not sure which is the right word to use here.
There are remote backends for Wayland. I don't know if they're mainline yet or they're still experimental, but that isn't the issue with Ubuntu Mate, since Ubuntu Mate doesn't use Wayland, just uses X. So right. I'm surprised you've not been able to get VNC to work there at all.
I'd recommend
if you're using Vino, the issue there is that the Vino server, GNOME have removed the control center applet piece for that, so there's no front end UI to configure it anymore, so you have to do it manually.
Right, so it might be worth trying a different VNC server on Ubuntu Mate.
I've not used VNC for remote desktop stuff for ages. I tend to use X2Go these days because it's faster and more flexible.
I would suggest that he post a message on the Ubuntu Mate community, ubuntu-mate.community, because there's loads of people on there providing support, and he may well get an answer from someone else who's fixed and done this for their family members.
Almost certainly. There are people that specialize in this stuff. Brian emailed us.
Astonishing as it may seem, I am totally uninterested in computer games. I'd sooner be creative in writing software or solving real life technical problems. Having said all that, I'm also totally uninterested in football, which also appears to be unusual to some. Great podcast apart from the games. Winky smiley face. I think this came from me alluding to people who don't play games being weird last couple of episodes ago. Great.
And Campbell Barton also emailed us.
Hey, don't know if this interests you, but the three people in my home don't play games, even though we have enjoyed games occasionally in the past. The main reason is we have our own hobbies we do instead, so it's not like we hate games, just that we do other things. I have personal coding projects I do to relax, so even to wind down, I rather not play games.
Yeah, I used to use, development at home as my sort of relaxing thing, but I spend a lot of time looking at code now for work. So I've started playing games as a way to, decompress in the evening that isn't, looking at more code.
Yes, I do that. I also cook, though. That's my other thing that I do.
Yes.
That's not playing games.
Probably roast potatoes, I would imagine.
Yeah. Also works very well as oven chips.
Uh-huh, right. Ian Forbes posted a comment on our website.
You can tell a lot about a person via their taste in curries. What do each of the team tend to go for at the end of season bash? Ooh. So technically it's not an end of season bash. It's a start of next season bash. Mm. But yeah, the same thing, I guess. This is a great question.
Yeah.
Martin, what do you go for?
Well, my two favourites are either Tandoori Merg Masala or Merg Makhani. If I see either of those on the menu, those are my go-to choices.
All right, you, Mark.
It depends. If I'm in the mood for something spicy, then I do enjoy a chicken naga. It depends on what I'm doing the next day. If I've got something to do the next day, I will sometimes have something spinach-based, like a chicken sag or prawn sag, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't have a specific dish that I go for, but thinking about it, if I'm not in a spicy mood, I'll probably have butter chicken. And if I am in a spicy mood, I'll have garlic chili chicken.
Those are the two that I would have identified for you.
So, I wonder what Ian Forbes thinks he can tell about us.
Do please write let us know. And also,
I'm suddenly very hungry.
This is probably a good time to explain to our new listeners that have joined us in season 10 what all this is about. 30% of our listeners this year are new, coming to the podcast for the first time this season. And this is the last episode of season 10. We're now going to take a break and you won't hear from us until about March next year, if at all. So we now take a break and we go away and decide if we're going to do this again. And if we are going to do it again, what changes and are we going to make to the show format? So if you miss us,
are we going to invite Martin back for another season? For
well, that's, you know, at the top of the list of the debated items, of course. So yeah, if you miss us and you're new to season 10, then you can always go back and listen to the earlier seasons.
Yes. And this is also actually why, you know, when I know we joke about whether we come back next year, but we really never know until we go out for that curry and decide. It's there that we usually decide whether we're going to come back or not. It's never done until we have a curry.
Mm. Although I think we can reveal there is going to be a January special.
Can we?
A one-off podcast in January.
Okay. We can then.
Yeah.
It's in there, unless someone edits that out. That's in there.
It's in there. It's out there now. It's not going away.
That's the end of the feedback and your notifications of things that may or may not happen next year. And that's it for Season 10, Episode 42. We will be back, maybe, or not, next year. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and have super holiday times.
It's been a very fun year.
It has. And maybe we'll see you next year. Thanks for listening, everyone. Oh,
yeah, thank you all for listening.
Yes, maybe you could write to us and let us know what you think our episode naming thing should be for next year. That would be helpful, because we have no idea. See you next year, maybe.
Bye. Bye.
You're going to do the biscuits, Mark?
I certainly am.
Okay.
Let's have some Christmas biscuits. 3, 2...
Sorry, I'm laughing. okay, hang on a minute. Right. I've got to compose myself now. Okay, try it. Hang on. No, it's not going to work.
all out. Go on.
Yeah. Just have a stretch. Look at the ceiling. There's nothing silly happening here. Okay. No, it's not working.
Christmas biscuits.
Oh, I don't know why that's tickled me. Okay. Right. Go on then.
3, 2, 1.
Biscuits.